Teşekkür.
How to calculate exactly how much water is in your glaze by Kevin. If you mix your own glazes, you've probably measured specific gravity before, but did you know you can use that number to calculate exactly how much dry material is suspended in your glaze? This is useful for scaling recipes, checking consistency, and understanding how your glaze will behave in the kiln. What is specific gravity? Specific gravity, SG, is the ratio of your glaze's density compared to pure water. Water has an SG of 1.0. A glaze with an SG of 1.45 is 1.45 times denser than water. That extra density is your dry material. The key insight. When you mix a glaze, you're suspending dry material in water. The water component always weighs the same as its volume. 1 milliliter of water weighs 1 gram. So if you know the total weight of your glaze and subtract the weight of the water, what's left is your dry material. The formula. A simple example. Let's say you have 1,000 milliliters of glaze with a specific gravity of 1.45. Calculate total glaze weight. 1.45 times 1,000 milliliters equals 1,450 grams. Identify the water weight. 1,000 milliliters of water equals 1,000 grams. Subtract to find dry material. 1,450 grams minus 1,000 grams equals 450 grams of dry material. That means in every 1,000 milliliters of that glaze, 450 grams is dry material and 1,000 grams is water. Dry material as a percentage. You can also express this as a percentage of the total glaze weight. This is useful when comparing glazes or diagnosing application problems. Quick reference table. Here's how much dry material is in 1,000 milliliters of glaze at common specific gravity readings. Why this is useful? Knowing your dry material content helps you in several practical ways. Scaling up a batch. Calculate exactly how much dry material you need to add to reach a target, SG. Diagnosing application problems. Too thin or too thick? Now you have numbers to work with. Comparing glazes. Understand why one glaze applies differently than another. Reclaiming glaze. Know how much material you're working with before adding water back in. The takeaway. Specific gravity isn't just a consistency check. It's a window into the chemistry of your glaze. With a volume measurement and your SG reading, you can calculate exactly what's in your bucket. Once you start thinking about glazes this way, troubleshooting becomes a lot less guesswork.